Okay, if you would go ahead and turn, if you're not already there, Revelation chapter 21, verses 6 through 8. While you're going there, I just want to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for allowing me to stand up here tonight. Lord God, I thank you for every single individual in this building. I thank you for the fellowship that I've been able, or the relationship I've been able to create with these men behind me. I thank you for the great blessing that they are to my life. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you allowed every word that's been uttered behind this pulpit tonight to be meditated upon the hearts of the people who are partaking of it, Lord God. And I pray that you would bless me, Lord God, that I may be able to properly execute the message which you have given me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So, oh man, I'm not even there yet. We're going to have to go. Revelation chapter 21, verses 6 through 8. Okay, 21 verses 6 through 8. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. All right, tonight I just want to talk about what is hell. Okay, so I'm going to use the Bible just to describe it to you instead of using my imagination, which isn't right. Okay, so chapter 21, verse 8 says, it's a lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Now, I just want to tell you something. Like a normal fire does on earth, you know how it uses what's cast into it as energy. That's how it keeps itself growing. Well, you are exactly in hell. You'll be the energy, but you'll never go away. You don't just burn up. You don't go down there and just pay off your sin. It's eternity. I don't know if you can grasp exactly how long eternity is, because it's forever. You will never get out of it. God has given you this life, not here, not to enjoy it. This life is where you get determine where you spend eternity. Okay, if you're not saved, this is the closest to heaven as you will ever get. But if you're lost, this is the closest to hell as you will ever get. Okay, so I just want to go ahead and say, what is hell made for? God did not make hell for you. Hell is not for you. Hell is for Satan and his demons. If you see in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, and it says, and the devil that deceived them was cast to the lake of fire and brimstone. Okay, so hell is also a punishment for those not made righteous. Now, I just want to say something right quick. Do not believe in universalism. Universalism is a con. It's the belief that, oh, when Jesus died, we were all automatically forgiven. No, repentance is the way that you are forgiven for your sins, and you have to do it today, because you're not guaranteed an opportunity to stand up off that pew. You need to go ahead and create, or call God what he is. He's your God. You need to understand what he is to you. He is God. He is everything. He can talk to you any way he wants to. He's God. Don't you try to backtalk God. I also want to say that hell is irreversible. When you get to heaven, God's not like, all right, I'm going to give you one more chance, and if you don't call me God, I'm going to throw you in that place right there. No, you've given this life, whether you live for 15 years or 60 years or 100 years. God has given you this life to decide exactly where you will spend eternity, so don't waste it. Okay, so I also want to say, well, how do I know I'm really hellbound? Okay, well, first off, you sin by nature. And Adam and Eve, that was the first people God ever created. And that's when it became your nature. That's when it was instilled inside of you to sin. Okay, secondly, you sin by will. Saul was taught by Gamaliel. He was one of the best teachers of Scripture ever. And you can tell me that Saul was out there persecuting Christians, even though he was raised up one of the greatest teachers of Scripture in existence, and he didn't have convictions. He didn't understand that what he was doing was wrong. No, I can understand that. You might be saying, oh, well, I've never killed anybody. But if you look in James chapter 10, let me get over here right quick. I got to get it. James 2:10, you see, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Yeah, I've never killed anybody, but look, you've sinned. You're still going to go to hell for what you've done. You've offended the one high king. Okay, so also, we're going to see you chose hell. Look, if there's a preacher right now, if you've never heard the gospel before, if you've never heard of Jesus Christ, right now is your chance. You've heard it. So when you go to heaven, you can't say, no one ever told me. God will show you this part right here where I'm telling you that God is God and he sent his son to die for you. And you want to say, well, how would a loving God send someone that he loves to hell? God created a loophole for you to get into heaven. You're not righteous, but his son who died for you is. Lastly, I want to say, well, how do I miss hell? I just want to tell you today that salvation is the only way. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Look, that knock or that door is your heart. As soon as you're born, God is knocking on that heart. And you might not hear it until it says, man, hear my voice. The Holy Spirit has alerted your senses to allow you to realize, look, I'm here. Salvation is here for you. It's always been here, but now you realize it. Now you're under conviction as we know it. And then finally it says, and open the door, and open in the door. Okay, this is your chance. You can take it. God's a gentleman. If you push him away, he will leave.
But look, this is up to you. Salvation is not a difficult thing. The difficult thing is swallowing your pride and getting down here and calling God your Savior. Okay, and you say, well, how do I get saved? Well, Acts 16, 30 through 31, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. I just want to thank you for allowing me to be up here, preacher. I pray that if you're not saved, you would get saved before it's everlasting too late. I don't care how awful of a life you believe you lived, but it's not worth spending an eternity over. Amen. Thank you.